The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
Ever scroll through those travel photos online, those ones that just make you want to jump on a plane and like dick your to-do list?
Yeah.
And you think, man, I wish that was my job.
Well, today we're going to dive deep into how to make that dream a reality.
Because building a successful tour business, it takes way more than just a pretty website, right?
Right.
You need a constant flow of eager travelers, those people who are ready to book those incredible experiences you've poured your heart into.
Absolutely.
So today, we're diving into Chris Torres's Building a Lead Generation Strategy for Your Tour Business. It's a super practical guide.
Get ready to walk away from this deep dive with actual real tactics, things you can use to turn those interested browsers, you know, the ones scrolling through your site, into happy customers who are like booking their flights right now.
And it all starts with knowing exactly who those dream customers are.
Okay, so like target audience.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's like you wouldn't try to, I don't know, advertise a hardcore mountain climb to someone who prefers like a relaxing wine tasting tour, would you?
True. You've got to know what your people enjoy. But how do you go beyond just the basics, like their age or what city they live in? It's easy to say we target adventurous millennials.
Right.
But how do you really get inside their heads, figure out what makes them click that book now button?
This is where Chris Torres's idea of customer personas comes in.
Okay, customer personas.
Yeah, it's not just age, location, or even how much money they make. It's about digging deeper. What are their travel dreams? What are their pain points? The things that frustrate them when they travel.
So we're talking like understanding their deepest travel desires.
Exactly. Imagine you want to attract foodies who love trying new things. A generic visit our city ad just won't cut it for them.
No way.
You need to tempt them, maybe with mouth-watering photos of local dishes, insider tips about hidden food stalls.
Ooh, secret food tours. I like it.
Right. Maybe even offer an online guide with recipes from local chefs.
Okay, that is speaking their language for sure. But how do we figure all this out? It's not like we can just read our potential customers' minds.
Well, we may not have telepathic powers yet, but there are some pretty powerful tools we can use. Google Analytics, for one.
Okay, Google Analytics. I knew that was going to come up.
It's your new best friend. It can show you what parts of your website are already attracting certain types of people. Then there's social media. Pay attention to what kind of content gets people liking and sharing.
So basically, becoming a digital detective.
Exactly. Oh, and don't underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned customer survey. A well-crafted survey can uncover some golden nuggets of information about what your audience really wants.
I can see how that would be super valuable.
Like, what are they looking for in a tour? What's holding them back from hitting that book button? This kind of intel is priceless.
Okay, so we've found our ideal traveler. We've got a decent idea of what makes them tick. Now what? How do we actually, like, grab their attention in a way that turns into actual bookings?
All right, so now it's time to introduce the lead magnet.
Ooh, lead magnet. Sounds intriguing and slightly dangerous.
It's simpler than it sounds. Basically, you're offering something awesome that your potential customer actually wants in exchange for their contact information.
Ah, because in this digital age, an email address is golden. I think it's like that saying, the money is in the list.
You got it.
Yeah.
But you can't just ask for their email out of nowhere. You got to offer something valuable in return. This is where you get to be creative. And Chris Torres has some killer examples in his book.
He does. I loved the idea of a packing list that's tailored to a specific destination, like a beautifully designed guide that tells people exactly what to pack for a safari or a yoga retreat or even like a history buff's trip through Europe.
Yes. And you can add an extra layer by making it exclusive. Imagine you offer a downloadable guide with insider tips, local spots, hidden gems, things only seasoned travelers usually know about.
Oh, I love that. It's like you become their travel insider, letting them in on all the best-kept secrets. Makes people feel like VIPs.
Exactly. And the best part about a good lead magnet, it works for you 24/7, capturing those leads even while you sleep.
Okay, I'm liking this. Passive income, lead magnets.
But we can't forget about that all-important first impression.
You mean their experience on our website?
Yep. It needs to be more than just a collection of pretty pictures.
Because nobody wants to land on a website that's clunky or confusing to navigate.
Exactly. Think of it like your online storefront. It's got to be enticing, easy to use, and optimized to convert those curious visitors into leads. And Chris actually devotes a whole chapter to this in the book.
He does. One thing that stuck with me was his point about calls to action. You know, those buttons that tell people what to do next?
Yeah, they're crucial.
It's not enough to just show a beautiful photo of a tropical beach, right? You need to tell people, click here to download our free guide to finding the best beaches.
Yes, be direct. Don't be afraid of those download now, sign up today kind of buttons. And think about where you place those calls to action. Placement is key.
You mean like those pop-up forms that appear just when you're super interested in something?
Exactly. But you got to find the right balance. You want to capture those leads without being annoying. Nobody likes a pushy website.
It's like you want to entice them, not scare them away.
Exactly. It's a delicate dance.
Totally. It's like you're leaving a trail of those digital breadcrumbs, you know, leading them right where you want them to go.
Exactly. And don't forget about people browsing on their phones. That's huge these days.
Oh, tell me about it. I've definitely been stuck on some like super clunky website on a tiny screen, and it's the worst.
The worst. Your website has got to be easy to use on any device. Make that booking process smooth and painless, no matter what they're using to look at your site.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've got our website working for us. It's looking good, capturing those leads. But now, how do we get people to actually see it in the first place?
That's where a little strategy comes in. We're talking paid advertising.
Okay, paid ads.
Yeah, but it's not just about throwing money at random ads and hoping for the best. It's about being smart, being targeted, understanding the platforms you're using.
So it's like you got to be an architect designing this whole ad campaign.
Exactly. Imagine you've created the most amazing culinary tour of Italy.
Yeah.
Right? Pasta making classes, wine tastings, the works.
Okay, yeah. I'm picturing it. Sounds delicious.
You wouldn't just market that to like everyone,
yeah,
right? You want to reach people who are actually passionate about food. The ones who dream of, like, you know, real authentic Italian experiences.
So you'd be targeting people who follow Italian chefs on Instagram, subscribe to those fancy food magazines.
Exactly. Platforms like Facebook and Google, they let you get super specific with who sees your ads.
So we're talking targeting based on their interests, maybe even their past travel history.
You got it.
Okay. This is making sense. But what about those ads that seem to follow you around the internet? You know, after you've visited a website, those always feel a little creepy to me.
You're talking about retargeting.
Retargeting, right.
Yeah, and it's not as creepy as it sounds, I promise. It's actually pretty clever when you think about it. It's all about re-engaging potential customers who've already shown interest in your tours. Let's say someone's on your website looking at different trips.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they even downloaded that awesome destination guide we talked about.
Right.
But then life gets in the way. They get distracted by a million other things online. Forget to bookmark your page.
It happens to the best of us.
Totally.
Yeah.
But with retargeting, you can gently nudge them, remind them of what they were looking at.
Like, hey, remember that amazing trip to, I don't know, the Galapagos Islands you were dreaming about? It's still waiting for you.
Exactly.
Okay, I gotta say, I'm starting to see how all these pieces fit together, like this whole marketing puzzle.
It's all connected.
But we can't forget about the power of good old-fashioned social media, right?
Oh, absolutely. Social media is gold when it comes to building your brand and reaching new people.
Right. It's more than just posting a pretty picture and hoping for the best.
Way more.
It's about sharing your story, connecting with people who love to travel. Think stunning photography, captivating videos.
Yeah.
Maybe you even give some insider tips about your favorite destination.
Love that. And user-generated content. That's huge. Encourage people who've traveled with you to share their photos, their stories. Tag your company.
Oh, yeah, because people trust recommendations from other travelers way more than, like, a polished ad, right?
Exactly. It's real, it's authentic, and you can't fake that kind of social proof.
I love that. Social proof. Okay, so what else? What other social media secrets are up your sleeve?
Well, Chris talks about this in the guide, and it's something a lot of tour companies overlook, but it can be super effective. Influencer marketing.
Influencers. Okay, so we're talking partnering with travel bloggers, YouTubers, those kinds of people.
Yep. Find the ones who align with your brand, whose audience fits your ideal traveler profile, and team up.
I guess it makes sense because you're basically tapping into their whole audience, like a trusted recommendation from a friend.
That's the idea. But like we said before, you got to be strategic about it. You don't want to waste time and money on partnerships that aren't a good fit.
For sure. Okay, so we've got paid ads, we've got social media. What about email marketing? It feels like everyone's always saying email is dead.
Don't believe the hype. Email is far from dead. In fact, it's one of the most powerful tools we have.
Seriously. It's all about building those relationships, nurturing those leads over time. Remember those valuable email addresses we're capturing with our awesome lead magnets? This is where those really come into play.
So it's not just about sending a mass email blast and hoping someone books a trip.
No, no, not at all. It's about providing value to your subscribers. Remember that example we talked about? The one with the Patagonia hiking guide?
Right, right.
Instead of hitting them with the sales pitch right away, you send a series of emails that showcase your expertise in all things Patagonia.
Okay, yeah, like insider tips on the best trails, what to pack, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Share stories from your own trips, maybe some testimonials from other travelers who've hiked with you.
You're painting a picture, building that sense of adventure and trust. I like it. Right. You're not just selling a tour. You're creating a connection.
Yeah.
And then once you've got that, you can sprinkle in those well-timed promotional emails. Special offers, new trip announcements.
So it's all about balance.
Always. Lead with value, be authentic, and those bookings will follow.
It's true. A well-crafted email can really transport you. It's like you're right there with them, experiencing the magic of travel.
Exactly. And speaking of journeys, let's talk about our own marketing journey for a sec.
Yeah.
We've covered a ton of ground here. I mean, we've talked about everything from customer personas to those awesome lead magnets to email campaigns.
It's a lot.
It is. So how do we actually know what's working? How do we know if something needs tweaking?
Data, right. That's where data comes in. Honestly, though, data analysis always kind of freaks me out a little.
I get it. A lot of people feel that way. But honestly, it doesn't have to be scary.
Okay, good.
Think of data as your friend, your marketing buddy, who's there to guide you and tell you what's up.
I like that. Data, my new BFF.
Right. And Chris gives some really great advice about this in the book. He talks about focusing on the key metrics.
Key metrics. Like, what would be an example of that?
Well, conversion rate is a big one.
Conversion rate. Okay.
Basically, it tells you how many of those website visitors are actually doing what you want them to do.
So, sign up for the email list, downloading that awesome guide, or, best of all, actually booking a tour.
Exactly. All those things.
Right, that makes sense.
So, let's say you're getting a ton of traffic to your website.
That's good, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But if your conversion rate is low, that's a sign that something's not quite right.
Like maybe the website's hard to use, or the book now button is hidden somewhere nobody can find it.
Yeah. Or maybe your calls to action aren't strong enough.
Yeah.
It's a sign to dig a little deeper, figure out what needs to change.
Okay, yeah. So conversion rate, check. What other metrics should we be paying attention to?
Let's say you're doing some paid advertising. You want to keep a close eye on your cost per lead.
Cost per lead. Got it. So basically, how much money are we spending to get each new lead?
Exactly. Got to make sure it's worth it, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to be spending a fortune and only getting a handful of leads in return.
No way. That would be bad.
Yeah. So if that's happening, it might mean you need to adjust your targeting. Maybe the ads aren't quite right or you're not reaching the right people.
Data. It's all about the data. I'm telling you, data is my new best friend. But it's not just about the numbers, is it? We also have to think about whether we're attracting the right kind of travelers, not just any travelers.
100%. It's about quality over quantity, right? Yeah. You could have a massive email list, but if those people aren't really interested in what you're offering...
It's like throwing a party and inviting everyone you've ever met, but then nobody actually wants to do the activities you've planned.
And you're stuck with all the snacks.
The worst.
So yeah, you want to make sure you're attracting the right people, the ones who are genuinely excited about the trips you offer. And that means being really intentional with your messaging, the words you use, the photos you choose. It all matters.
So we're constantly tweaking, refining, basically making sure we're speaking directly to those dream customers we talked about at the beginning.
Exactly. And the cool thing is the digital world gives us all this data we can use to make our marketing smarter and more effective.
This has been awesome. We've covered so much ground today. I feel like I need to go back and listen to it all again.
Me too.
But for those of you listening who are dreaming of starting your own tour company, or maybe you've already got one and you want to take it to the next level.
Oh, which?
Yeah, do it. What are you waiting for?
Seriously, create those incredible experiences, put yourself out there, and get those bookings rolling in.
And if you're feeling stuck, don't forget about Chris Torres's book. It's a goldmine of practical advice.
Sure.
Well, that's it for this deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time with another awesome topic to help you grow your tour business. Until then, happy travels.
Happy travels.